Coming at you from the Voice Tube Studios in beautiful Taipei. 欢迎听今天的口说挑战。我是 Niall 老师。Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Niall. First things first, I'm sure some of you are wondering what the results of the last question were. Well, due to how we record these, I have to do it every other recording, so I have time to check up on the responses. So from now on, that's how we'll do it. 1 week later, you can see the responses to the question. All right. If you read the title, you know that today's is about how to study better. If you haven't watched the whole video yet, check it out. It's definitely awesome. It's full of lots of tips that I've never even heard before, then I think it are pretty sweet. In today's challenge, we'll be going over a few tips, but like the title suggests, we're mostly talking about pronunciation. And the sentences I chose is a little tricky, 看着有点怪怪的是不是? Especially if you've never seen that one word in it. Anyways, here's today's sentence at normal speed. 正常速度. Try a mnemonic device such as an acronym sentence like raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. All right, one more time. 慢一点. Try a mnemonic device such as an acronym sentence like raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. 对,这条句子很奇怪,是不是?But it's kind of fun too, right? And it's perfect for pronunciation practice. One, because it's got words we've probably never gone over before. And two, it talks about mnemonic devices, which I love. All right, so let's break down the sentence. 我们一步一步的来分析一下发音。All right, first part is, try a mnemonic device. First, try a, 有点音, try a.I'm not saying try a, 也不是 try a, it's try a, not a. All right, here's a few sentences. Hey, want to have a beer? 要不要喝个啤酒? A beer? That's a really big surfboard. 那条浪板很大. That's really, right? So you're not wrong if you say a, it's just we want to sound more authentic, right? So let's say that's. All right, next word is the weird one, mnemonic. Just forget how it looks. 不要被骗说 mnemonic, all right? It's mnemonic. We're going to ignore that first letter in it, the M. It's like psychology, 心理学, right? P-S-Y, we're going to ignore the P, right? Or rhythm, 节奏, ignore the H in that. This word, we ignore the M, all right? Don't say mnemonic. It's just mnemonic. Get rid of that M. Next, we have device, such as an acronym sentence. Device, it could be pronounced like device, but is more commonly pronounced as device. Then we have such as an acronym. Now, I'll explain these together because they kind of blend together. Such as an. Actually sounds like such as an. When our speed increases, 就是我们讲话的速度变得越快，那个 A 就越像Be careful not to pause between such and as. Such as. No. We want to say such as. It's like sa and chaz 连在一起。Such as an acronym. That Y there is like an I, M, acronym. Then we have try a mnemonic device such as an acronym sentence like sentence, we all know. It sounds like ints, not ents. Sentence. And then the weird part begins. Raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. Okay, for those who haven't seen the video yet and are not sure, 这个 mnemonic device 到底是什么东西? It's a way of remembering a list. You take the first letter of each item on the list and create a fun sentence. This particular sentence is how some people remember the electromagnetic spectrum. We got radio waves, then microwaves, then infrared, then visual, then ultraviolet. Anyway, not important. But it is important to remember the first letters of those words. They use that to make a new sentence. Raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. RMIVUXG, right? RMIVU. Yeah. That's pretty fun, right? If you make one of these, the key is to make it interesting. Don't make it boring. So for like R-M-I-V-U-X-G, like in the sentence. Don't make it red mangoes in vases, usually X. X is kind of a bad example because I can only think of one word with X. All right. Now let's look at the pronunciation of that sentence. Raging Martians, raging Martians. I want to see you guys pronounce that without pausing. 就是讲 raging的时候, 最后那个G的声音, 快要发音, 要直接说 Martians, raging Martians, raging Martians. The G is not fully said because we blend those together. Then we have invaded Venus using X-ray guns. These are not too difficult. 也没有很难呢. 但是我们有一个字我想要你们练习一下, 是 X-ray, 因为 X-ray, 它里面有一个声音是非常 unique. X-ray, X-ray. It creates a sound that is not often heard in English. X-ray, 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 right? It's kind of unique. And there we go. That's the whole sentence. Let's hear it one more time. Try a mnemonic device such as an acronym sentence like raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. All right, now it's time for vocabulary, huh? 第一个, mnemonic. Mnemonic, the word by itself, just means something that helps you remember. It's something that aids the memory, and it's pretty narrow usage. You won't see it outside of learning circles, right? Okay, 第二, device. A tool, something made to do something else. 一个工具. The device, here's an example. The scientist created a device that could unboil eggs. Or the alien had a strange device in its hand. All right, number three, acronym. This is a word usually spelled with periods. It represents a larger phrase like POTUS, P-O-T-U-S. POTUS, the President of the United States, POTUS. Or 这是台湾很流行, B-O-G-O, buy one, get one. 在英文里我们可以说 BOGO, BOGO. I hear this in advertisements all the time in the U.S. These are usually pronounceable on their own, all right? And the last word, I promised I put the pronunciation up, so I might as well explain it. 第四, X-ray, X-光, X-ray, X-ray. So why did the discoverer 起名为 X-rays? It's actually because it's really simple. He didn't know what the rays were, so he gave them the term for an unknown variable. That's kind of funny, right? That's like calling 绿宝石, an emerald, a green rock. Although I guess that's kind of what you call it in Chinese. So that's kind of funny. All right. And that's it for today's challenge. Thank you so much for listening. If you're still with me, and I hope you are, I have a question for you to answer in the comments. So this whole sentence is about mnemonic devices. And the most common mnemonic device that I can think of is to remember the planets. When I was a kid, that's what we did. You know, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. M-V-E-M-J-S-U-N-P. I want to see who can come up with the most creative, 最有创意, the mnemonic device. And I'll give you a shout out in my next challenge. 这是我觉得最创意的 mnemonic device. 我会在下一个口说挑战, 说你的名字. All right, so here's my try. M-V-E-M-J. My very energetic mother just swung under 9 pole. That's really boring. All right, you guys can do much better than that. Mine stinks. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. And until next time, keep voice tubing. And remember, 一天一堂英文变强. Bye-bye.